This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back in 55, C. Sparky Fiverr here on 1250 AM. The Fan, time for another Milwaukee Sports Timeout on Pick and Save Football Friday. Being joined now by our guy, the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. And we're definitely going to get to some Kansas football talk with Gilbert Brown here. No question about that. But first, Gilbert, let's start off talking a little bit about this Packers team that we've seen to this point. And I guess my first thing would be their run defense might not be up to snuff to this point. Is there anything you're seeing as far as why you think they may be struggling stopping the run?
Well, I wouldn't put it all on just this one game. You know what I mean? Bill Belichick is a hell of a coach, man. And him going in knowing that he just lost his second-string quarterback and he's putting in his third-string quarterback, you got to see the difference in the way he changed the game. He brought in a tackle to be a tight end, kept seeing the ref go ahead, tackle eligible, yep, and ran to that tight end. We need to learn how to make adjustments to that because, as you see, he took the heat off the quarterback. So now everybody's worried about the run game, opens up the pass game. So now the pass game is working. Guess what else is going to open up again? The run game. Belichick's a hell of a coach, man. So I wouldn't put it all on this game here. But then again, you're right. We do need to shore up some spots to stop the run.
Talking with Gilbert Brown, sponsored by Otto's Wine and Spirits with their 7 employee-owned locations serving Milwaukee, ottoswineandspirits.com. What about Quay Walker, the rookie middle linebacker, watching some of the All-22 and so forth? Seems like he's having some issues as far as getting caught up in traffic and so forth, playing that middle linebacker position. Does it take these middle linebackers a little bit more time to adjust at the NFL level when they make that transition out of college?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's the NFL level is the most complex level. I mean, you know, you go back to the Tim Tebow situation when he came out. You know what I'm saying? It's just different. It's just advanced. It's just so many looks that they can give you. And the saying goes, you're in the big leagues now, son. You got to step up or get out the way.
When you're out there on the field and you see a backup come in this case, Zappe, the third-string quarterback, come in, and does your mouth start drooling a little bit? Do you start getting anxious, like, I'm going to kill this guy? He has no idea what he's doing. Almost to the point of, I don't want to say you relax a little bit, but does the mentality change when you start going to second and third-string quarterbacks and you're on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, I ain't going to lie. Let's say, like, we're playing Michael Vick that week, and Michael Vick goes down. You're like, oh, thank God. Now we can handle this this clown they got coming up in here. No problem. No sweat. But everybody in the NFL is there for a reason. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You didn't just make it there about with your looks, like Galapio, whatever the hell his name is. You didn't make it there for your looks. You made it there for your skill. So everybody has a skill set. And sometimes it's kind of like a boxer. He's knocking everybody out. He finally met the guy that got the cold that's going to knock him out. You never know, bro.
Yeah, you never do know. Going into this season, everybody was concerned about the Packers' offense without Davante Adams and the Packers doing what the Packers do. They don't draft a wide receiver in the first round, but they do take three receivers overall in that draft. And the guy that they took in the fourth round, Romeo Doubs, has shown up big time. Watson, coming along as well, these jet sweeps and so forth. What do you think as far as how this offense has looked minus Davante Adams?
I think it looks pretty good. I mean, I one man doesn't make a team unless you're Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Yeah.
One man doesn't make a team. And you got to remember, Aaron Rodgers makes receivers look good because he gets them the ball where they're supposed to get them. So all these young guys and these new guys are going to be household names because you got a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers throwing you the ball, period.
How much does what they're doing on offense this year reflect on maybe just how good of a coach Matt LaFleur truly is? I mean, he loses Getsy, he loses Hackett, his assistant coaches, he loses his best wide receiver, and as of us talking right now, I believe they're second in the NFL in explosion plays on offense, which is truly remarkable at this point. I would think it speaks volumes to how creative LaFleur can be and still make this work.
Yeah, I think he's a coach that, you know, he's not into the old school value rules. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He got his own set and ways he does things. So he's not, the new stuff that he's doing is working. You know what I'm saying? And he got a pretty good team. You know what I'm saying? I mean, getting back your two all-pro tackles, and you got a 1-2 punch at the running back position, and you got receivers that's growing, but you got the best quarterback in the game. So his cards look good right now. His cards look good right now. Take those things away, then you'll really see what type of coach you have.
What do you think about the NFC in general right now? I doesn't feel like, I mean, everybody's on the Philadelphia Eagles bandwagon right now, and rightfully so. I mean, they're playing well, no question about it. But I just don't look at the NFC right now and look at the Packers and go, oh, yeah, there's really nobody, you know, that's really standing in their way. There's not that dominant team where I'm like, how are the Packers going to get by Team X? It feels like the NFC is kind of wide open as we sit today.
Yeah, Chicago ain't doing much, you know. I feel bad for the Justin kid, you know what I'm saying? Coming out, if I had to pick a team, I would pick the Packers coming out of that side. I think Kansas City and them type of guys are just really good right now. You know what I'm saying? But you never know. It's so early in the game, you can't really say that. You know, let's get midway through the season and see where we at, and then we can put the grades out.
I got to ask you about international travel and how this whole thing plays out for the Packers, you know, making this trip over to London to play the New York Giants, as far as the wear and the tear on the body, getting accustomed to playing in a completely different time zone more than you normally are, jet lag and all of that. How tough of a transition is that going to be for these guys flying out on Thursday versus flying out earlier in the week?
I'm scared of that, man, because I think the Giants, I think the Giants leave like Sunday, Monday or somewhere in there.
Left earlier in the week, yeah.
And we're getting there, Thursday night, yep. Friday morning? Yep. Guys are going to want to go to sleep. They're going to want to go do sightseeing. They're going to try to get all that in and then go play a game at 8, for us, 8:30 in the morning, whatever time it is for them. I don't like it, man. I thought we should have left earlier in the week, let guys get adjusted, let them relax a day, and then go play. You know what I'm saying? It's too much of a turnaround to sit up there. That what scares me. Even though I think Giants got somebody hurt or whatever, it still scares me.
Yeah, Daniel Jones, the quarterback, but he looked good in practice as far as rolling out and running around, so I got a feeling he'll play the quarterback of the Giants. All right, enough talking about the Packers. To be honest with you, I just wanted to talk about Kansas. That's really my main reason to get you on the camera. I just want to talk about Kansas. Hey, man, I got to tell you, I'm super excited for Lance Leipold, no question, but I'm more excited for you, Gilbert Brown, because you've suffered so long as a Kansas fan. It'd be like accustomed to being a Milwaukee Bucks fan for all those years I watched the Bucks be awful. I mean, you have suffered.
Yeah.
And now here you sit, man, 5-0, Gilbert Brown. How does that feel right now as an alum and as a fan?
I'm gonna tell you this. Earlier this week, my phone rang, right?
Yeah.
And I looked down at the name, and it said L. Leopold. I said, I forgot I had his number.
You had his
hello?
Number? Oh, yeah, man.
Yes. I said, hello? He was like, big fella, I need you to come down November 19th. We playing Texas, and I need you to get the boys ready. I said, oh, hell yeah.
Dude, that is awesome.
I don't care what I'm doing. Oh, hell yes, I will be there.
And awesome.
Did you know that College Game Day is going to be in Lawrence this weekend?
Did you know that I've been on Twitter promoting that you should be the guy making the picks for Kansas on the game day set?
Hey, you know Desmond ain't gonna let me do all
Dude,
that.
Desmond should be campaigning for you to do all of that. Yeah, I think that would be good. You would be perfect for that, Gilbert Brown. But I mean, look, go ahead.
But let me set this up, though. Let me set this up. Number 17, TCU versus number 19, Kansas Jayhawks. Bring your ass! Bring your ass!
Hold on a second. Did you say number 19? They have a number in front of their name now?
Yes, they do, my friend. Yes, they do. And you know what's so bad about it? Who was number 19 last week?
I don't know. Who was it?
The Baylor Bears.
Ooh. Dave Aranda's crew. Yeah, buddy.
So you know I called Mr. Dotson personally and told him, sorry we took your spot, buddy. I'm sorry.
Oh, Santana. Oh, my God. That's so funny. But at the end of the day, this Kansas team is doing what this Kansas team is doing in large part because of this unbelievable quarterback. I mean, in week three, I think people were asking Leipold in the postgame presser, hey, do you think he might have a chance at the Heisman? And Leipold's like, oh, sure, fine. Yeah, point of the conversation. But this dude is legit, Gilbert. He can throw it and run it.
I can remember last year when Lance made the move. You know what I'm saying? They had this quarterback here and then this quarterback here, and they were battling a little bit. We didn't know. But they figured it out to let this kid be the man, and they beat Texas last year.
Right.
Hell of a move. Hell of a move there, baby.
Hell of a move, and it was the right move. At that, now the question's going to become, I mean, the more he wins, the more Badger fans are going to want him, the more Nebraska Cornhusker fans are going to want him for their school.
Man.
Georgia Tech's got an opening. I'm just saying,
Man.
Y'all better back up the Brinks truck, bud.
Man, I don't think Lance going to go nowhere just because we can't down in Kansas. We got not long. We got cows in the way and good beef and all that stuff. We got a great college atmosphere, because who wants to be like Bill Self and get all the praise? Lance Leipold is pushing that side for the football side to be at least acknowledged
right
as a team compared to the basketball team. So, Wisconsin people, I'm sorry. Go find you another loser or something or whatever you need to do. And it goes for the other Nebraska. I just was on the phone with our mom today. They suck. And I love to see that.
Man,
love it.
You are trash talking everybody with Kansas being in 19.
Might as well, because they did it to me. I better get it in before it stops.
Oh, my God, this is amazing. Okay, so my only other thing about this is with Kansas and where they're at now with Lance Leipold is what are expectations now becoming for Kansas fans now that you're off to this 5-0 start? I mean, our expectations of we want to try and win this Big 12, our expectations are we better just win one more game and get into a bowl game. Like, where are expectations for as a Kansas fan now?
I'm gonna tell you this, man. I'm gonna tell you this. I've been watching this team. You know, I've been watching this team since I left. You know what I mean? And when you look at this Kansas team, they look like a football team. They didn't look like a football team here. They had a big, tall, lanky guy at offensive tackle, but wasn't gonna. They look like a big time football team. So they feel like a big-time football team. So they're going to keep winning like a good football team. And I expect them to play hard, and I expect them to be in the title for the Big 12 championship.
Woo-wee! Expectations are high, and they should be because y'all are undefeated. You know I text you all the time, man. Every time I'm watching the game and they win, I'm texting Gilbert right away. But first, because nobody else cares about it. Look, Kansas fans, yes, they're out there because Whitewater fans, when he won six championships, are pulling for Lance. But you are the only Kansas football fan I know.
Wait, Sparky, I'll be like this when you text me. I'll be like, now it's 100 other games on. Why in the hell is he watching Kansas?
You're the reason.
Why is he watching Kansas?
You. Dude, last week, Gilbert, you could ask Kay. I was like, all I want to do is watch the Kansas game. Watch Wisconsin. I'll record that, whatever. Kansas. She's like, what is your deal with this Kansas team? I don't know, but I'm buying a hat. I'm going to buy a couple of shirts. Dude, I'm rolling with Gilbert Brown going forward on Kansas and Lance Leipold.
Hell yeah. Hey, Spark, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Last week, TCU played Oklahoma.
And beat them.
Did you see that hit that guy put on that quarterback?
Yeah. Yeah, and they beat Oklahoma.
The quarterback slid, and oh boy, he went head first. I'm trying to find out if they suspended that guy or is he still playing this week. Do we even know that?
I don't know that, but I don't think he got suspended. I would have seen that. I didn't see anything about him getting suspended.
Wow. I mean, usually I'm all on the defensive side. I'm picking defense first, but that hit was bad, man. Because he led with his head.
Right.
He led with his head.
And in college football, I mean, the targeting rule is very specific. Like, you get kicked out of a game, but you don't get suspended for the next game. So, you know.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh,
so,
okay.
If you hit some guy, okay, you get kicked out, but then you're allowed to play the next week right away. Now, what you're suggesting is maybe they should also be, you know, suspended for the next week as well to try and limit it from happening. That's not a bad
idea. That's how they do it. That's how they do it in high school. That's how they do that in Michigan when I saw a guy got targeted like that and he left the game and he couldn't play until the whatever quarter that was, he couldn't play until the next time quarter or the whole game.
So four quarters. So if you got it in the fourth quarter, you couldn't play until that point of the next game in the fourth quarter.
Right. Whoa. Right.
That's good, too. Yeah, I like that, too. I don't mind any of that stuff.
That'll keep a kid from doing that stuff.
All I know is that kid does that to Kansas's quarterback, Gilbert Brown's going to be en route to the game.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm going to be out there doing something to somebody.
If the Kansas fans don't get out of the stands first to go get that player, oh, my God.
They're going to be like, that guy in the ski mask looks awful familiar.
It's Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger, Kansas's number one fan, and I love this man. Gilbert, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it, and I cannot wait for the Texas game and hear stories about that. That is going to be amazing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm gonna put something on Facebook. It's going down, baby.
Dude, that's gonna be awesome. Gilbert, thanks so much, man. Have a safe drive.
You got it, brother.
All right, buddy. Take care. There he is. Gilbert Brown here on a Pick and Save Football Friday. Steve Sparky Fiverr with you. And, of course, every time we have a Green Bay interview on, it's sponsored by Otto's Wine and Spirits with their 7 employee-owned location serving Milwaukee. OttosWineAndSpirits.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.